The Amazon and its tributaries make up the largest river system in the entire world.
In spite of the enormous scale of this tropical rainforest basin, scientific evidence increasingly has revealed how fragile this ecosystem is and how what happens here will influence global climate dramatically, possibly irreversibly, within the next 10 to 20 years.
This two-part program produced by Jean-Michel Cousteau, Return to the Amazon, shows the trees are the key to creating rain in the region and keeping the river alive. 50% of moisture for rain in the Amazon is released directly from the trees, so fewer trees means less rain. 20% of the Amazon rainforest has already been cut down, and scientists predict if 30 to 40% of the Amazon forest is cut, it will pass a tipping point, becoming too dry to survive and no longer absorbing climate-changing carbon dioxide. Jose Alvarez Alonso is with the Peruvian Amazon Research Institute. In the documentary, he says illegal logging not only endangers the forest and the climate, but exploits the indigenous people, paying them a small bag of sugar to illegally cut down an entire mahogany tree and in the process destroying their way of life.
I can say you that the mahogany taken out from the Amazon now is stained with blood.
Most of the logging is at least controversial, much of it's corrupt, and often illegal. But Brazil still exports massive amounts of wood. That's because people in the U.S. and Europe keep buying the rainforest wood. In the 25 years since Jean-Michel Cousteau last visited the Amazon with his father, Jacques Cousteau, he says there have been some disturbing changes, and he wanted people to see what's going on. We asked Jean-Michel Cousteau what he hopes people get from the programs.
Well, I really hope that it will be more than just people having had a good time discovering a place maybe they didn't know about or have heard about but didn't focus on some of the issues and some of the solutions and meet some of the local people. And that beyond all of that, they will take action. I really hope that people will be aware enough to understand the connections that they have, how much we depend upon places like the Amazon for the quality of our lives, every one of us.
People who watch programs like yours, they look at these things and then they have one question. Well, what can I do? What can an individual do when looking at a big problem like this?
Well, what you can do, there's a lot you can do. As an individual, by being aware, you know, how can you protect what you don't understand? So what we're offering the public is answers to perhaps some of the questions or to highlight some of the problems. That allows you as an individual decision maker to make some better decisions when it comes to the wood you're going to buy. The next time you look at a piece of furniture, you have the rights to ask the question, is that coming from the rainforest?
The two-part TV series does outline many of the problems, but it also offers some hope as researchers, environmentalists, and governments in the Amazon basin work to solve some of those problems. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.